Ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere on the great Llano Estacado, it's the one who tells it like he sees it. The one who thinks it's rude not to talk about politics and religion. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle and leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, well, it's back to the border again. From Texas Monthly, now trying to demonize a Texas Hispanic woman who's now head of the Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley, to the case three, and yes, it was only three. You keep hearing class action suit like all these immigrants filed. Three filed against Governor DeSantis over their trip from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. There is much to cover and correct from the coverage others have given it. We'll get to that and much more ahead. Our Lone Star story of the day is always sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. They set up and run affordable, very affordable drug testing programs for business and institutions and truckers and fleet owners. They're your go-to source in dealing with your testing requirements with the Department of Transportation and that new clearinghouse that you fleet owners have to match up to all your driver records. They'll help you with that. Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. They are the experts in that with personal service. They have an office in Fort Worth, or Hearst, actually, I think, in Lubbock, and they'll cover you all across western Texas. Now, my friends, remember you can listen to Pratt on Texas and our extra podcast, extra long-form interviews whenever it fits your schedule, anytime. Just get the podcast of the show, a recording of the show. That's all it is. And you can get it free at PrattOnTexas.com or from almost every major podcasting platform that's out there. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Sad story out of Lubbock. One of the longtime civic leaders, known persons in Lubbock, has passed away at the age of 85, and that's former city councilman T.J. Patterson. His daughter serves now in that same district, Sheila Harris. And T.J. Was on the council for 20 years in Lubbock, first black person ever elected to serve in Lubbock City Council. He was a Vietnam veteran, actively involved in the community, ran the a newspaper, the Southwest Digest. And Mayor Trey Payne said T.J. was a pioneer and a true public servant in the West Texas community. We're forever grateful for everything he did for Lubbock. Our thoughts and prayers go to the Patterson family during this difficult time. Of course, there's a city library named after he and his wife. And T.J. Patterson, well known, and spent many years in civic service in Lubbock, dead at 85. One dead after tractor trailer falls off overpass and explodes in North Texas. This happened in Allen, and my gosh, I even put the link up with the video at the Facebook page today. It's in one of those where we get the video and the cab of the truck is hanging off the edge of the deal. We get those once in a while off bridges. This big semi-truck's going fast, and all of a sudden, there's somebody with a dash cam in the access road filming it. It's clear as can be. It comes up fast, shears over the edge in a fireball, and crashes down. Oh, gosh. It says one's dead. I assume that's the driver. It was awful on 75, which is what, Central? And just before 3 o'clock yesterday, and the video's out there, wow. Houston suspect arrested for killing where a two-year-old was found dead. This happened on Tuesday afternoon. Apparently, there's an argument between a little child, a toddler's 38-year-old father, and another man at a shopping center in Houston. The boy's father was then shot by this man several times in the chest, killing him. The gunman then steals, drives off in the person he murdered's SUV. Well, when they got all the calls for the shooting and everything, police didn't know the toddler was in there. A two-year-old child was in that SUV. They found out later, and in the evening, a person called in a missing persons report several hours later on the toddler. Sure didn't know that the man had been shot and the SUV had been stolen. About 30 minutes later after that call at 6:30 in the evening, investigators found the SUV with the two-year-old inside, and the two-year-old was dead, and they believe just from being left in a hot vehicle by this other person who apparently committed murder, horrible stuff. And an SUV driver was caught after running away from a school bus wreck on Highway 96 south of Buna. All right, Pratt, get it right. It's Buna. All right, I know that. I just like saying it the way it phonetically looks. Buna. Buna. Fox West Texas had this story that in Jasper County, of course, this was over in East Texas, a 18-year-old Buna man's apparently has struck the rear of a school bus, then ran away on foot, an 18-year-old. They got him. There were other people seriously injured in all this wreck and everything. They got Dalton Blankenship, and they've alleged he did all this. So they caught him good. Ector County ISD student arrested for threatening to shoot a teacher. KOSA reporting that, let's see, it was an eighth grader at Nimitz. The name of the school's Nimitz there. And the eighth grader did not have a weapon, but threatened the teacher for stepping between him and another student. I guess maybe was having a disagreement with or something, but horrible stuff there. And a man who posed as a high school student has pleaded guilty to production of child pornography. KCBD in Lubbock reporting that this guy, his 24-year-old guy, was engaging in all kinds of, basically, I think it was a sort of a form of prostitution, but he was enticing minors with high school girls in Lubbock, Abilene, and San Angelo areas. He's pleaded guilty. Tyler Patrick Brown faces 15 to 30 years in prison, 5 years to life of supervised release, and must register as a sex offender. Apparently, he used social media. I just love all these parents. Well, my kid wouldn't do that. You better beware. There's a lot of nasty stuff out there. It's like how Rush called Twitter the sewer. He communicated with high school girls, they say, through social media and gave them money, gifts, and alcohol in exchange for sexual favors. So they were prostituting themselves, but they're minors and horrible stuff. And he's pleaded guilty and looks like probably going to be going to the pen where he ought to be. Got to pay attention. Got to see what's going on out there. Have to know what they're up to. I mentioned a week or so ago that now we keep having these false reports of school shootings. And I told you how the first one, which I think was in the Houston area, I couldn't remember the exact school when I was telling you about it because I was using another case. Now we've got yet another one. Jefferson High School in the San Antonio area there had one of these false reports. And it's the parents that are becoming a problem. And I told you in Houston, they swarmed, they left their cars and the medians and running to the school as if, what are you going to be able to do about it? Well, Robert, in New Valley, the police didn't do it. Yeah, but still, what are you going to do about it? I mean, apparently a guy cut in a crowd, it became almost a riot, cut his arm trying to break a window to get access to the lockdown campus. But they had already cleared this thing. They did it right. They in all these cases, the police were there quickly, they cleared it. You got to let the cops go in and check, and these people, it's just awful. I'm not even sure some parents might have been arrested or something during all this yesterday, but it was pretty bad. And once again, all we get from the schools is, oh, well, it's our messaging. We need to change the messaging. You know, I'm sorry. At some point, I looked at what the school put out in this case. Wasn't anything wrong with it. At some point, you just got to say some of these parents are just as loony as anybody else out there, and we need to be protected from them. Crazy bunch of people. Hey, don't forget, I told you earlier this week, Hardin Simmons, Abilene, rated number 6 in Division 3 nationwide versus Mary Hardin Baylor, which is number 2 in the country in D3. Now, they're all members of the American Southwest Conference, so this is going to be the two highly rated teams right there in the same conference, too, so it's probably a conference-deciding game, maybe. It's going to be Saturday, old-fashioned, non-hassle, don't have to pay a fortune to have the right to park within a mile of the place to pay more and blah, 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 and all the shakedown stuff. Go to a good old-fashioned, real collegiate football game. 6 o'clock Saturday in Abilene. There's a few tickets left. I went and checked. Not many. HSUathletics.com/tickets. I mean, they're very cheap. You're talking $5 and $10. What a fun evening that ought to be in the big country. Back in a moment with more Pratt on Texas.
Pratt returns after the break.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach, too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We go back to the illegal immigration crisis problem, border stack. You know, I get longtime listeners know I kind of get bored with the same thing every day, but it just continues. It's just so absurd. Let's just start in the stack because there's a lot. Border Patrol increasingly encountering people on terror watch lists. In other words, not just people from countries like we've seen a lot of where it's suspect, where we're right to be suspect, but the data shows people on those terror watch lists. I think Bill Malugan at Fox pointed out in fiscal year, in CBP reports there were 12 arrests of individuals on the FBI's terror watch list at the border. Not this fiscal year, just in August. That's 78 in this year with the Biden administration in control. That's triple the previous 5 years combined. Okay? Two in 2017, six in 2018, zero in 2019, three in 2020, 15 in 2021, 78 in 2022 so far of individuals who are on the terrorist watch list. Those are just the people caught. And you've got to believe that with all these gotaways and people that never get caught, people who are actually terrorists are going to be a lot more careful than just the folks wading across the river, walking into the arms of the DPS or Texas National Guard to be handed over politely to the Border Patrol. So you can bet there are more. That's right. And ADN America did a big write-up on this same data. A dozen individuals on terror watch lists apprehended at border in August. That's August alone, folks. 78 this year. Two migrant children were abandoned at the border in Texas. You know how they were done? They were just sent over there, children, 6 and 2 years old, with their shirts scribbled with names and phone numbers of a contact in the U.S. This thing is so horrible. Texas mother pleads guilty to smuggling liquid methamphetamine in aloe bottles. That's right. Breitbart, Texas, Luisana Moreno reporting that a Houston woman pleaded guilty trying to smuggle 89 pounds of liquid methamphetamine in aloe bottles from Mexico. She used her children during the attempt to distract law enforcement. Evelyn Fabiola Ramirez, 28, drove an SUV to the Lincoln Juarez port of entry in Laredo. They did a secondary inspection. According to court records, she admitted she was hired by an unknown individual at an apartment complex in Houston. She also, and that's just greed on her part, willing to use her children, put her family in danger. She says she thought she had cocaine, as if that makes a difference. She told authorities they paid her $500. You see how $500 for traveling expense and $3,000 once the drugs reached their destination. Do you see how cheaply she valued her life and that of her children? Good grief. They advised her to take her children, too, because that might help distract law enforcement and cover for it. This border stuff, it's terrible. 31 and counting. That's right. We're up to 31 Texas counties declaring an invasion and wanting the governor to actually exercise the constitutional right to actually do something besides things that make cable news headlines like busing people. Let's actually stop them from coming across. And when they do, let's return them. That's right. The scorecard, Sidney Henry today, the Texas scorecard, telling us that on Tuesday, yesterday, Collin County, big Collin County, Plano, McKinney, you got it? Collin County joined 30 other Texas counties declaring an invasion at the county level and calling on Texas to, quote, repel the invasion at our border, pointing out the part of the U.S. Constitution that allows states so to do. And yet the governor continues to spend billions on nothing more than a make it easy and help them up and hand them over and now, you know, transport them now to the ports of entry so that it's even easier for the Border Patrol to take them so that the Border Patrol, which would be great if the Border Patrol were returning people, but instead they just do this little quick processing stuff and then fly and bus people all over the country wherever they want to go and let them stay here. Now, Texas Monthly, I have mentioned more on this show in the last month or two than probably in the last 2 years because they are full of, they have chosen the current ownership, new ownership, to continue with the extreme far left position of the magazine, the rag. It is, they're writing these exceptionally long New Yorker style pieces and they're often, the writing's okay grammatically, but structurally they're very bad. They don't have a good editor because they often don't make the case for what they say in their headlines. Sort of like when you put a thesis statement when you were in school and then you got marked off because you didn't really prove your thesis statement or you didn't stay to that. This is Jack Herrera writing for Texas Monthly. Biden's new Border Patrol leader in the Rio Grande Valley promoted Trump's family separation policy. Oh my gosh! You know, she was in El Paso, head there, Gloria Chavez. I reported that she was getting the job down in the Valley sector. She's from there, went to school there. And we've got all this crisis. Well, she was born in Dallas, but she was reared in the Valley. One of the most experienced agents in the Border Patrol, they point out. She's got a master's degree in security studies from the Naval Postgraduate School and studied at Harvard as an executive fellow at the John F. Kennedy School of Government. But oh my gosh, and they write this long, long piece. Oh my gosh, she promoted Trump's family, what they call family separation policy, which is just a lot of bunk. And they can't stand it. They claim her promotion highlights that Biden administration putting her in charge of the Rio Grande Valley. That's an awkward fact. Now they're just trying to ruin her, an Hispanic woman. You see, the Democrats and the left aren't about promoting minorities and being glad and patting them on the back when they move up the chain and do well. It's like everything with the left. It only counts as something commendable if you're promoting leftist revolutionary policy, period. And even then they get cross with each other all the time. And oh, well. Hey, get this. Talk about something they're paying attention to in the Rio Grande Valley where we've got this big congressional race between Myra Flores, the Republican, who won the unexpired term race and, of course, got a fight for this in the November election. Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby at Breitbart, Texas, had a big piece. The family of a federal agent who was killed in Mexico at the hands of the cartel in 2011 will finally, 2011, folks, 11 years ago, finally will receive funeral and survivor benefits from the feds. Folks, this is one you remember. Jaime Zapata, assassinated. Remember fellow ICE agent Jaime Avila was there and sustained numerous injuries. Did you realize that all those Democrats down there hadn't done anything for this family 11 years? This is what it's gone through in the just stupid federal bureaucracy. Well, Myra Flores' office got involved, and within 6 weeks, they had everything fixed. That's right. Flores said, we were in shock to realize they were still waiting for those benefits. They were very surprised when we were able to get it done in 6 weeks, and the family put out a big statement thanking her for what she did for him. And it just shows it'll pull the rug out from under one of the old tropes that gets used in these kind of elections. Well, she'll be a Republican, but she won't have access to any of the power or anything. That's what they always tell you about, keep the incumbent. I know it's on the ground. So a good example for people in the Rio Grande Valley that old trope is not true. She got done what the rest of them didn't bother getting done. And why did they not care about the family there? Who knows? Bunch of them claim they're concerned with the border, but they're all a bunch of leftist Democrats. These Congress critters from the Valley. All right, my friends, we're going to get to the big so-called lawsuit filed against DeSantis and all of that. We'll get to that in a moment. And there's another big piece as well about a court ruling in Texas. It's another blow kind of exposing the uselessness of a lot of Abbott's Operation Lone Star. We'll get to those in a moment.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
My entire trip, hotels, food, transport, and fun for both Isabel and me to Dental Care's Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica cost us less than half my lowest dental work quote at home. I'm not alone in learning how much of a do-not-miss opportunity this is. A farmer from Crosby County had dental work needs that would have cost $25,000 here. He went to Dr. Zuniga at Dental Care, a cosmetic dental specialist, by the way, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under $10,000. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. Costa Rica is one of the hottest tourist destinations in the world. It's very safe, very easy to get around in, and not expensive to fly to from Texas, including on Southwest. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
Working to save Texas from the uninformed and the left. It's your voice of Texas, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you are with us today. Today in Texas history is the day that Mary Armstrong was born. She founded the library at Baylor University. She's born in 1882 on 21 September. Founded the library at Baylor, has the world's largest collection of Robert and Elizabeth Barrett Browning manuscripts. It's also the date, 1925, the oldest public junior college in Texas open, San Antonio College. That's right. And in 1989, this was that horrible day, in Hidalgo County near Mission and Alton, a school bus and a Dr. Pepper truck collided, knocked the bus into a caliche pit, and 21 children from Alton died, and more than 60 other children were injured. Terrible day there in Texas history, 21 September 1989. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by USA Investigations, providing security, surveillance, employment background checks, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. They have a very impressive team. Learn about them and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. Now let's dive into this border stuff. You probably saw the headlines that broke yesterday evening. Migrants file class action lawsuit in federal court against DeSantis. Remember, this very much involves Texas. He didn't fly in Martha's Vineyard. They apparently, you know, I told you how I pointed out the last 2 days, LULAC put out a bounty on a private citizen, undefined, wanting to know who she is so they could dox her, ID her, or destroy her, or get the radicals to go do vigilantism against her. I don't know. It sounded very much like a call to go after somebody. Then the next day, the Bexar County Sheriff says he's investigating, but if you read all the stuff, he has no suspects or knowledge of actually any law being broken, and yet an investigation. Now, if you don't have any statutes being broken, you don't have any evidence. This is a fishing trip. So the sheriff down there is going fishing. And remember, their DA in Bexar County is a direct placement by George Soros' organization. So you know what's happening in Bexar County in San Antonio. So the Democrats and become unhinged over shifting a tiny percentage of the illegal alien problem from Texas to their northern playgrounds. And they keep using the word lured. And I said, you know, I'll tell you who's being lured. It's these Democrats being lured by DeSantis and Abbott into showing their top-to-bottom hypocrisy. Well, there's so much that's not correct in this reporting on this lawsuit. First of all, they make you sound like it's a huge... No, I told you yesterday, there's some lawyer up there they've got working, and it's only three of these people. Okay, only three of the people that ended up Martha's Vineyard, at least... There's three on the court case filed, three complainants, plaintiffs. And I told you, all you hear from the left are assertions from the Bexar County Sheriff, from LULAC and everybody else. Well, all these people are putting out are assertions. They're just open borders advocates types, anti-conservative, anti-Trump, anti-everything, anti-law enforcement, anti-border security, anti-law and order. And they're just making assertions. Well, it was only three, and they're from Venezuela. And, of course, we have the reports out from the leaked intelligence memo that a lot of the people coming out of Venezuela, that Venezuela is doing what Castro did in the 80s. They're emptying the jails, the prisons. So we don't even know what kind of people these are or whom. You know, we have no idea. But it was a bunch of Venezuelans, and you've got this, they've given them the Doe names. Yanet Doe, Pablo Doe, and Jesus Doe. But I guess since it's D-O-E and they're Spanish, we should say Yanet Doe, Pablo Doe, y Jesus Doe. This Alianza Americas. It's a nonprofit immigration corporation. It's one of these open borders people, I think. Says they were exploited for the sole purpose of advancing their own personal, financial, and political interests, meaning that the exploitation was for the politicians' advancement, as if the open border itself is not exploitation and for political gain by the Democratic Party. And you've got all kinds of weird reporting on this stuff. They claim that somebody gained, unidentified accomplices gained their trust and, quote, induced unwitting cooperation from these illegal Venezuelan migrants. How with a $10 McDonald's gift certificate? Now, let me tell you. I know some of you think, well, they're poor. That seemed like a lot of money. No, they spent thousands to get here. McDonald's cost actually is usually a little more expensive in Mexico and other countries than it is here relative to the local economy. It's a treat to go to an American brand. I'm just telling you how it is. That $10 didn't make these people. That's so laughable. And so they'd stay in private hotel rooms away from the Texas migrant shelter. Well, that's meaning they're going to leave the shelter in Texas. That wouldn't be incorrect because these other governments are putting them up in hotels in the Northeast. So, because they don't have the big migrant shelters up there. And, of course, the media said all kinds of things about it. We're going to take that apart with Jonathan Turley, the lawyer, who is a Democrat, I think, Turley, but he's a constitutional lawyer, and he's done a good job taking this apart today after reading the actual case. But first, let's get to the big bombshell that DeSantis dropped back, which, of course, won't be as widely spread across the leftist media. They provided copies of consent forms that these people signed. Now, even Fox News claims that they allegedly signed. I'll guarantee you every one of these deals were getting forms signed. I love that even Fox News allegedly signed as if DeSantis' office is lying. They provided copies of them. I looked at them, and for example, the people wrote the date the way they would, which is, you know, the day first, then the month, then the year. That's how pretty much the rest of the world and Latin America does it. There are all kinds of signs that these are legitimate. In a statement to Fox News, DeSantis' spokeswoman, Taryn Finsky, it's either Finsk or Finsky, and I don't watch the TV stuff, so, you know, I read, because I can read 10 articles in the time it takes to lay out one story in video, so sorry if I get it wrong, like Rush used to say. He'd say, I can't hear, so whatever. DeSantis slammed it as this lawsuit as political theater perpetrated by opportunistic activists at the expense of the illegal immigrants, of course. That's what I said originally. These people are being used by pawns by everybody in the sense, but the Republicans are only reacting. It's the left using them as pawns. But it turns out they provided these consent forms that was in English. They were in English and Spanish. Forum reads, I agreed to hold the benefactor or its design representatives harmless of all liability arising out of or in any way relating to any injuries and damages that may occur during the agreed transport to locations outside of Texas until the final destination in Massachusetts. And they also said it was false that they were induced with the perks like McDonald's gift certificates. Finsky said that the transportation of these migrants was done on a voluntary basis, which is how it works for all of them. Remember, the exact same thing's going on every day with all kinds of lefty non-government organizations, NGOs, and the city of El Paso and the city of San Antonio local governments, and the feds reimburse them. This has been going on for several years, this sending them back everywhere. And it's all voluntary. But I love the statement out of the Florida governor's office. These immigrants were homeless, hungry, and abandoned. And these activists didn't care about them then. Florida's program gave them a fresh start in a sanctuary state, and these individuals opted to take advantage of chartered flights to Massachusetts. It was disappointing that Martha's Vineyard called in the Massachusetts National Guard to bust them away from the island within 48 hours. See, the Democrats are all a bunch of hypocrites. They did the same thing in Chicago, put them out in other counties. What? I thought that was wrong. I thought that was depopulating. I thought that was like a form of genocide. You hear all this crazy talk. We get it. These people are nuts. And it's so hypocritical. And yet, what always bothers me, I repeat over and over, is how little the left must think of their base. Because they do these massive hypocrisies right in front of them and just assume they're not smart enough to get it. Well, history's showing they're not, so maybe that's right.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
Warm weather evenings on the patio is a Texas tradition, and no one does it better or more tasty than Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, and it's next to a lake with waterfall. You'll have access to comfortable surroundings, great service, premium liquors, beer, cordials, award-winning wine list, and great bar bites food at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse all spring, summer, and fall. Meet friends and colleagues and enjoy quality time on the patio by the lake at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
Hey now, I'm Robert Campbell. My wife and I own Campbell Containers, and we've been in business over 14 years. We sell and rent shipping containers here in Abilene and the Big Country. We sell used and new 20 and 40 foot containers. We also rent containers if you need a little extra storage space for the short term. Stop by our yard on I-20 just east of Abilene at exit 297. Each one for sale will have a little orange price tag on the door. Or check us out at CampbellContainers.com.
Farm tractors, semi-trucks, golf carts, ATVs, and even forklifts, what do they all have in common? Batteries. Texas Battery has the correct batteries for all, including commercial, industrial, and agricultural machines. Texas Battery has what's needed for tractors and combines to ATVs and forklifts, and Texas Battery has the right cables when yours need replacing, all with Texas-sized service. Keep your equipment and toys working with Texas Battery. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com.
Listening to Pratt should be required for all politicians and students. Remember, the learning never stops. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. By the way, Governor Abbott's in Lubbock tonight for a big, big fundraiser. I've got so many friends and associates leaning on me, wanting me to go. You know, I have so many other things I'd rather do. Yes, I know it's being hosted in this giant home of some very nice people, good people, and in case y'all are listening, I've got a lot of other things I'd rather do. I just really don't like to go to those things anymore. I did it for 25, 30 years all the time. I'm just not that interested. So have fun and take a big haul out of money. And why can't they provide yard signs to the Republican Party here? I don't know. Got more money in the bank than anybody's ever had running statewide, and they can't seem to do much for us. Anyway, let's get back to this border stuff. So, Jonathan Turley had a great piece at his own website today. Three Martha's Vineyard migrants file lawsuit against DeSantis. Now, I want you to listen to a lot of this because you'll know more about what's going on than what you hear on cable TV and other outlets. The undocumented migrants, he calls them, I'll change that to as I usually do, the illegal aliens who were transferred to Martha's Vineyard have quickly adopted one common American practice, litigation. A firm, Lawyers for Civil Rights, in conjunction with the migrant-led nonprofit Alianza Americas, filed the action on behalf of Yanet Doe, No, again, Yonet Doe, Pablo Doe, y Jesus Doe, who are using pseudonyms for the action, quote, on behalf of themselves and all others similarly situated, end quote. Filing is a Jackson Pollock of legal claims. Now, see, this is why you got to have an education to understand other things. How many of you know Jackson Pollock is? Think modern art where it looks like just a paintbrush splashed everything up on there. In other words, just everything's on a canvas. By the way, Jackson Pollock did it in a way where it really is art and it really is good. You can try to copy it. It doesn't come out the same. But you got to know what the reference is. The filing is a Jackson Pollock of legal claims with 12 claims thrown against Florida from false imprisonment to intentional infliction of emotional distress to misuse of the coronavirus state physical recovery fund. The splattering of claims, writes Turley, face considerable legal barriers based on the consent of the migrants as shown in a waiver released by Florida. The filing of the lawsuit upon entry to the United States is not unprecedented, of course. Indeed, Turley says, I teach in torts where an immigrant to the United States filed a tort action for an involuntary inoculation upon entry in O'Brien versus Cunard. That'd be the old Cunard lines, the sailing ships. Yet this is a case involving undocumented migrants, I'll change it, illegal aliens, who allegedly signed a waiver and agreed to the trip. He writes, the filing does not include the widespread claims of kidnapping and human trafficking made by Democratic politicians and some legal experts. Cable programs are still claiming that criminal kidnapping charges should be brought after the flight. The lawyers are alleging that the migrants were misled or defrauded in going to Martha's Vineyard. It's a civil case. The flight is portrayed as, quote, designed and executed as a premeditated, fraudulent, and illegal scheme centered on exploiting this vulnerability for the sole purpose of advancing their own personal, financial, and political interests, end quote. Governor DeSantis responded by calling the lawsuit political theater, which is ironic given that the flight was clearly designed as precisely that type of political theater. And I agree with that. That's right, it was. However, most of these claims are highly dubious and will require substantially more factual support to survive a threshold challenge. The first challenge will be to show that the waiver was secured by trick or fraud. The consent form available in English and Spanish states, and I read you that a while ago. Okay, the consent, I'm going to read it again. The lawyers are citing a brochure to support the claim of fraud. That's right, a brochure. The brochure reads, Massachusetts Refugee Benefits, with instructions for how to change an address with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, including the form AR-11, quote, Aliens Change of Address Card, end quote. The complaint states, on information and belief, the brochure was manufactured by defendants. The brochure echoed the type of false representation that had been given orally, including statements such as, during the first 90 days after a refugee's arrival in Massachusetts, agencies provide basic needs support, including assistance with housing, furnishings, food, and other basic necessities, clothing and transportation to job interviews and job training, assistance in applying for Social Security cards, registering children for school, and on and on. And then they say the brochure had separate section entitled Refugee Cash Assistance, the RCA, which provides up to 8 months of cash assistance for income-eligible refugees without dependent children who reside in Massachusetts. It had other sections that described targeted services for unemployment, end quote. Well, the state says that the brochure takes material from that state's website for refugees and immigrants. In other words, that's what's on the state's website in Massachusetts. So it's not fraudulent. The state is also, Turley says, likely to replay media accounts of migrants expressing satisfaction with going to the island, including an NBC report as well as a Telemundo report of migrants thanking DeSantis, meaning the state. In this case, he's talking about the state of Florida, the defendant. The most serious allegation is that Florida officials, quote, told them they were flying to Boston or Washington, D.C., which was completely false, end quote. The question is the proof of that representation, which the waiver refers only to the destination as being, quote, the state of Massachusetts, end quote. Most of the claims are barely defined in the suit, let alone supported, Turley writes. For example, on false imprisonment, the complaint merely restates defrauding claims. quote, the plaintiff's participation in the federal immigration processes, to which they are constitutionally entitled, was impeded as they were transported thousands of miles away from where they needed to continue immigration proceedings. Plaintiffs were not, by the way, let me insert here, that's what they're doing with everybody, the feds themselves are doing. Plaintiffs were not informed they would be flown to an island off the coast of Massachusetts that can only be reached by plane or ferry. The first time that many of the putative class learned that their destination was Martha's Vineyard was when they were in midair. When they arrived, they were not provided with any of the goods and services which they were promised by defendants. They felt defrauded and tricked and were traumatized by the experience. Turley says the only confinement alleged is the flight itself, which necessarily does not allow people to leave mid-flight. Thousands of migrants have been transferred by flights to locations around the country, including trips arranged by the Biden administration and a Democratic mayor. He sums up by saying the complaint is stronger on rhetoric than supporting facts or law. It'll face a motion to dismiss, and that the litigants may be able to offer more at that. The litigants might be able to offer more evidence of a fraud or misrepresentations to negate their signed waivers. However, this is unlikely to result in serious threat to these ongoing flights by various states. This is a civil action that, even if it can survive threshold challenges, will be in the court system for a long time in seeking to establish these claims. Many of these claims are likely to be dismissed or abandoned in the course of that litigation. Right. It's just all the same stuff. Oh, there was a big piece in the Hearst papers today. Six migrant criminal cases tossed amid defense claims Operation Lone Star discriminates against men. And this big office out of Lubbock, the Lubbock Private Defender's Office, which is coordinating indigent legal representation under the big Operation Lone Star initiative. I believe they're right in the argument. They claim that the Operation Lone Star only arrests men. It does not arrest women for the same crimes openly. And the state admits that in the court. So they've dismissed a bunch of the charges against people because they said it's sex discrimination. And they make all kinds of reasons. The state said, why? Well, we'd be overwhelmed. We couldn't handle it. Well, so you're a former judge, Abbott. You're a lawyer. Attorney General, you should know that this whole Operation Lone Star has been very poorly planned from the beginning and continues to result in big setbacks after wasting a lot of our money because of poor planning. Thanks for joining us, my friends. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central at Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.